USA Radio News.
The president's COVID relief bill unlikely to contain an increase in the federal minimum wage. President Biden wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but he tells CBS News Friday he doesn't expect it will be in the final bill. The jobs report out Friday shows a drop in the unemployment rate, but economist Diane Swack tells CBS News it also reveals deeper problems, especially when it comes to women.
Women really bearing a disproportionate burden of the losses of dropping out of the labor force entirely. We've lost 4.3 million people that were in the labor force in February that are no longer there today, and many of them are women. Almost 60% of them are women.
The report shows a net gain of almost 50,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to 6.3%. The report also shows long-term unemployment, meaning those unemployed for 6 months or more, is almost 40%, close to the record 46% set in 2010. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The variant COVID strain from the UK now found in another state, Hawaii, announcing Friday it has detected the B117 strain in a resident with no travel history. The variant strain now present in over 30 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there are steps we can take to slow it down, though.
Now is the time to do a couple of things. One, double down on the adherence to the public health measures that we talk about all the time, the uniform masking that the president has spoken about, the physical distancing, the avoiding congregate settings, particularly indoors, and the washing of hands.
Some good news. Researchers announced Friday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the UK variant strain, and China reportedly approves a third COVID vaccine Saturday. Pro-democracy protests in Myanmar Saturday. Thousands of people in the country's largest city voicing opposition to a military coup and calling for the release of elected leaders detained since Monday. The U.S. has also called for their release. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republicans pick up another seat in the House. Claudia Tenney elected in New York's 22nd House District after the state Supreme Court ruled Friday the results of November's election can be certified. Tenney beats Democratic incumbent Anthony Brindisi by just over 100 votes. Brindisi is appealing the ruling. Once Tenney is sworn in, Democrats will hold a 9-seat edge in the House. 2 seats are vacant. Lawmakers, meanwhile, racking up fines for not abiding by new security measures at the U.S. Capitol. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Two GOP representatives have been fined while a group of Republicans are calling for Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be fined for failing to abide by new security measures put in place following the U.S. Capitol storming last month. Representatives Louis Gohmert and Andrew Clyde were fined $5,000 on Friday for bypassing metal detectors as they entered the House floor. Meanwhile, Republicans on the House Administration Committee have signed a letter saying Speaker Pelosi should be fined as well for not going through metal detectors. Just this week, House Democrats voted to impose a fine of $5,000 for a first offense and $10,000 for a second violation of new screening procedures. The fines are deducted directly from the salaries of lawmakers. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And two movies about the GameStop stock craze are in the works. According to The Hollywood Reporter, HBO and Netflix are each working on screenplays. Some NBA stars not happy with the association's plan to host the All-Star Game. LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Kawhi Leonard all voicing their opposition. Leonard saying yesterday the NBA is putting money over health. The game is set for next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.